Lisa. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have a question. Last month, I had some sort of food poisoning episode and was given antibiotics to help stop diarrhea. Biggest mistake. I did take the antibiotics for the 5 or 6 days prescribed, pretty much on an empty stomach, and have really bad burning sensations in my stomach and have been told I have gastritis. So just looking for some help to calm this down. And how long do you think it'll take to heal it?
Well, not terribly long, ma'am. A couple, 3 weeks. Now, you know, probably know about some of these things, and you may have even tried them, but I'm going to start with aloe vera gel. Okay. Have you tried that?
I have some, yes.
Good, good, good. Well, the stuff is quite safe. A lot of research on it from Texas universities, because that's where the cactus grows that they get aloe from. And the stuff is really soothing, calming, and healing for the stomach. So that's just a place to start. It's certainly not the only thing, but it's a place to start. Okay, how much? Well, if it were my tummy, when my tummy was empty, I'd be putting a tablespoon down there. I wouldn't put the tablespoon down, just the aloe vera gel from the tablespoon, I think, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd be doing that, seriously, the first few days, I'd be doing it every couple hours, and then as my stomach starts to get better, I'd be doing it maybe every 3-4 hours, maybe 5 or 6 hours, you know, just taper it according to what your stomach tells you. Not too much good it's going to do doing it with food, though, because you want it to kind of coat the inside of the stomach.
Right.
Okay, now there's a type of zinc out there. Back in, I'm not kidding, the 1990s, was researched against acid blockers for healing stomach ulcers. And guess what? This type of zinc did better than doggone acid blocker. It's called zinc carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E, zinc carnosine. And it's in all the natural food stores, at home dispensary, compounding pharmacies, et cetera, et cetera. What one does is to take one of those couple times a day, and that one you go ahead and take with meals. It's only in little capsules. It's not going to coat your whole stomach, but as that zinc carnosine gets into your system, it definitely helps the stomach.
Okay.
No question. Okay, last thing, and I try this cautiously first. There's a form of vitamin C that's non-acidic. It's alkaline. It's called sodium ascorbate, and it's found quite inexpensively at those same sources I mentioned before. What I try, though, is to take that sodium ascorbate, maybe a quarter teaspoon to begin with, put it in some water and swallow it, and make sure your stomach says this is okay with me. Because the occasional person, the sodium ascorbate does not sit well in the stomach, and so you don't want to use a whole bunch at once, but it does work. I'm sorry, it does soothe and heal for the large majority. So try that quarter teaspoon if that's okay. All right, maybe a half teaspoon, maybe up to a teaspoon in a whole bunch of water. And can you take that with the aloe vera? Well, I'd rather have that aloe vera non-liquefied just sitting in your stomach and doing its job. So let's say an hour or two after you do the aloe vera, you could try the sodium ascorbate. And if your stomach says that stuff is okay, then ramp it up somewhat and put it in considerable water. So with the aloe, the sodium ascorbate, and the zinc carnosine, you got three tools there that usually help the tummy. And then there's one more, ma'am. This, though, you wouldn't notice if you took it all by yourself for longer, and that is vitamin A. Vitamin A helps to repair the lining of the whole gastrointestinal tract. No kidding. And so that one you can get in little drops you put under your tongue. You don't even have to put it down your stomach. It's called a liposomal vitamin A. That absorbs the best. And if you heard one of the prior callers, I was telling her, unless that she happens to get pregnant or she's a fetus herself, 50,000 units of vitamin A a day is not going to be harmful.
Okay. I will try all that. Yeah, they gave me Carafate, which just has its own side effects, the hospital did, and it's just interfering with my thyroid absorption, and I take bioidentical hormones. I am a patient of your office. And it just, I don't know if it's doing more harm than good.
I don't know why they don't read the stuff on zinc carnosine. It's in the medical literature. Aloe has been known for years. But anyway, ma'am, those two things should help you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.